1630. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, joined here today by a few different guests here. We're talking Flint Hills Job Corps. I've got in here a new business and community liaison, Aaron Estabrook, to my right. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We also have in studio Ed Klimek, chair of the Friends of Johnny Caw.
Yep, good morning.
Good to have you in here. And we've also got John Chingwei, who is the Flint Hills Job Corps cement mason instructor.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys all in here today. Well, just kind of, Aaron, this is a new role for you, as I understand, with Job Corps. Kind of explain what Job Corps is.
Yeah, so I started the new year in a new role at Job Corps, and I've really enjoyed my last month of understanding and the background that Job Corps has. It's a federally funded program. It's a program that came out of the 60s and 70s in the war on poverty, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, programs like Head Start, AmeriCorps, and Job Corps, and that ties into some of the VISTA programs. These are all programs that came out of the 60s and 70s, and we have one Job Corps in Kansas, and it's right here in Flint Hills next to Manhattan. We at Job Corps, we offer tuition-free training and education programming that connects eligible young people, and we're talking about 16 to 24-year-old students with the skills and education opportunities they need to establish real careers. And we're talking about a stepping stone into their next phase of life and technical skills that are offered in the form of automotive, construction, healthcare, information technology. And part of that, building construction, dental assistant, heavy truck driving, certified nurse assistants. These are all jobs that have been identified by the state of Kansas as needed professions in the labor market. And we are funded and operated through the Department of Labor.
So I imagine there's a lot of different companies you work with here in the Manhattan area that need to fill jobs, and this is a good way to do that.
Yeah, there's the partnerships we've had in the past have been very fruitful, but we're constantly looking for people that are out there listening, looking for people that want to partner with young, highly motivated students, young professionals, and learn some hands-on trades. And so that's kind of what brought us all together here today is this project with Ed and the Johnny Caw committee, the renovation committee, and trying to bring some of our students some skills that go into the renovation of Johnny Caw.
All right, Ed, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I want to say a few words about Job Corps because a lot of people really don't understand what goes on out there. It's kind of like, you know, what is that? What are they doing there? And I've been fortunate enough over the years they have a community outreach committee, which I've been involved in for a number of years. And to go on to campus and you get to see what's really going on there. These are young people that want to improve their lives, and they want to do it for themselves. Many have families. They're looking for the future. And so they've really bought in when they come to the Job Corps that, hey, this is something that can help me in the future. And so it's really a fine spirit. There's a really nice atmosphere at Job Corps. I always enjoy going there just to mingle with the students and find out where they're from, who they are, what they're doing, and it's just really refreshing. So people ought to get to know the Job Corps more, and you'll really appreciate what they do there. And having said all that, Job Corps people are, you know, the folks out there, John and Aaron and Johnny, who is the director, I guess. Is that right? The official title?
Center director, yep.
Are just super people. And I've connected with the Job Corps on a couple of things. One of them is an annual event that happens every year, and Job Corps is really a very, very important part of that. And that is, I'm the president of the West Loop Association, and we annually hold a Bewitching in West Loop trick-or-treat trail. Over 2,000 kids come out there on an afternoon, usually it's on Halloween, and we just have this massive outpouring of community, kids, parents, adults, and security and safety is a huge issue. When you have that many kids walking around a shopping center with all the cars in West Loop, it actually is a recipe for some bad things to happen. Job Corps has partnered with us for a number of years now. They bring their students out, and they act as security and safety people, but also as crossing guards. And they let the kids, the young people, cross where the vehicle traffic is in West Loop. And their job is just totally appreciated because it does bring a certain amount of safety to what's going on with all those young people. So we formed that partnership a number of years ago, and then lo and behold, got involved in this Johnny Caw project, which I think everybody in town's heard about by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Johnny has become, I mean, he's quite the iconic figure in Manhattan. I got to tell you, Johnny Caw is loved by many. And we didn't realize when we got started with this thing how, you know, how much there is out there and appreciation for Johnny Caw. So anyway, we were searching for partners to make this actually happen. This is a grassroots effort. This is not a city project. It's not a taxpayer project. Johnny Caw sits on city park land, so he is part of the city. But I went to Eddie Estes, this has been 2 years ago, and said, Eddie, we need to upgrade Johnny Caw. And he said, yeah, we do. And I said, can we do a grassroots community project? Don't want you to spend taxpayer dollars. Let's do it because the community wants to do it. And Eddie at Parks and Rec there in City Hall said, let's do it. I'm on your side. Started making calls. One of the first calls was out to Job Corps. And we needed people to help us with the construction process. Well, got to know John that way. John, that's his area. And Job Corps jumped in, said, we're here to help. We want to be part of the community. And they've got some students that know what they do at the concrete work. And so we've become partners on the Johnny Caw Plaza project.
Okay. And as I understand, there's a groundbreaking coming up pretty soon, isn't there?
Right. Actually, the groundbreaking is next week. It's going to be on Monday, February 4th, and it'll be at 4 o'clock at the Johnny Caw site. We've got a bunch of folks coming out with the old shovel thing, and they're going to turn the earth for the first time for the Johnny Caw project, and we'll have a couple real quick speeches, and then it's time for construction of Johnny Caw.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll bring on John Chingwei here when we return. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.